I'm getting my usual.
Cecilia Perry has been coming to this shop, Chocolate Chocolate, almost every day for years.
Because they have the best chocolate in the entire region.
Esther Alpert comes in a couple of times a week.
It's just so sweet and pleasant in here, and we love these guys, and I think it's the best chocolate in the city.
Offering the best chocolate from around the world is what Francis and Ginger Park had in mind when they opened the first independent chocolate shop in the nation's capital 28 years ago.
We grew up on some very fine chocolate because our dad worked for the World Bank and would bring back European chocolate in suitcases when we were very young.
When their father died in his mid-50s, the sisters grew closer and decided to go into business together.
But we didn't know what we were doing. And we definitely ate more chocolate than we sold that first year. But we learned. And one thing that we did do was we sort of, over time, created a family with our customers.
That family has grown and includes longtime customers like Beth Smith.
I have been coming here a long time, probably 20 years. She remembers the birth of my daughter. She remembers all the, you know, I feel like family here.
Sales have increased over the decades, and today this little shop has four staff members, including Ginger's husband and a manager.
It's a huge success. I mean, certainly not on the level of Donald Trump, but for us, it's a huge success. We wanted to build a life around our business, and that's what we did.
The Park sisters also wanted to feed their literary side. They've co-authored 8 books for children and adults. Their first award-winning book, My Freedom Trip, is based on their mother's escape from North Korea when she was a teenager.
We wanted to write the book as a tribute to our mother and her mother, and also perhaps to give children an idea of the price that other people have had to pay for freedom.
The Park sisters also published a memoir that chronicles their quarter century behind the chocolate counter.
It's actually about the ups and downs of two sisters who have always been very close, who went from being very young girls to being not very young girls, but still smiling.
Everyone who comes into our shop tells us, you have the perfect life. And we say, yeah, you know what, we do. We really do. They go hand in hand, books and chocolate.
For the Park sisters, their little shop is packed not only with chocolate, but also with memories. For producer June So, Amy Katz, VOA News.